Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Barbie Oscar snubs, Tyra Banks and her furry besties. We see how many of Max Martin's 24 number one songs Corey can guess, and the possible return of lead poisoning. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Happy January 30th.
You know what? Happy January 30th.
And guess what? You can't say Happy New Year anymore. You can't.
Why not?
You can't.
Why? Well,
you're going to be that person who says Happy New Year into February and you have your tree still up.
Sorry. Time is, what is time? Time is an illusion. Time is subjective. Time is, and you know what? The new year for some people, it has not even begun yet. So let's talk about that.
And at the same time, it still hasn't.
You are so white. You hate other cultures. I see it in your heart.
Baby, didn't I tell you? Actually, did I tell this story? No, I don't think I did.
What?
So remember my hairdresser tried to fix me up with her client.
A lot of people have been asking me for an update on that. I'm like, I'm not Corey. Ask Corey.
I think I gave the update. I think I said, baby, we texted a little and it didn't work out.
Okay.
So anyways, there I was having to go back to get my haircut from her. And I was terrified that she was going to be like, my friend said you blew him off. And I was very like, oh, he texted me, but I was in the middle of moving and it was like the holidays. And I was like, we haven't really retexted. And she said, well, at this point, you should just stay single because it's almost the Lunar New Year and then you'll get red envelopes.
Okay. What does that mean? If you're single, you get red envelopes?
Yes. Are you familiar with the red envelope of it all?
No, tell me more.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't have all the facts.
Okay.
Some cultures celebrate the Lunar New Year by giving out red envelopes to children and singled people. When I worked at the bank, especially here in San Francisco, we would have customers come in and be like, give me those red envelopes. I want to stuff them with cash to give to people. Okay. And so anyway, she told me, oh, well, now I might as well still stay single. She said, those who are married and coupled up got to give out the red envelopes. Those who aren't can collect.
This sounds like socialism. This sounds like a redistribution of wealth. Oh, sounds good to me.
I said, baby, does that mean I'm getting a red envelope when I come in for my next haircut or not?
Hey.
Because if you just want to put the next one on the house.
That sounds like I'm eligible.
For what?
A red envelope.
Well, good for both of us.
Good for both of us. Good for both of us. Hey, you know what a virtual red envelope would be?
An e-card.
Well, yeah, I guess. But no, I'm saying like for our cycle babies, if you're looking to give us a red envelope, you could just join the Patreon. You really could.
You really could.
Corey, I have a few topics that are hot, a few topics that are mild, and a few topics that are
cold.
Fun.
I thought cold? You had cold, hot, and cold. Cold. You know, the hit Katy Perry single.
And do you have a Stanley Cup?
Oh my God, no.
Oh, did you see about what's going on with them?
They've hit rock bottom. Are Stanley Cups out?
No, they have lead in them. They people are like, well, listen, I don't know.
Leadheads?
I'm not sure. But you know how about boomers or whatever, like we're licking the paint off the walls, and that's why they all like got a blank stare at the post office. Yeah, that's why they're like fighting with like nobody, and they're like. Because they all of their lead poisoning. Well, looks like it hit the next generation, but not in the walls in your cups. So y'all your little Stanley steamers out there.
Are they
lucky?
Called?
Lucky for me, I got my knockoff Stanley at Ross, and which probably has more lead. Now that I think about it, there's less regulations, but Yeah, apparently there's like lead levels happening.
Okay. Lead,
the levels are leading. They're leading. The leading is leveling.
I mean, isn't Ross's slogan, yes for less?
Yes for less?
Like, that means yes for less regulations on our knockoff Stanley Cups.
Possibly. Possibly. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know. You just... If at any point I start being a little dead in the eyes, you keep me up. You keep me posted.
Baby, you're only ever dead in the tooth.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, so there I was smiling at myself in the mirror.
What?
I was looking at how my teeth have shifted over the years.
Yeah. And tectonic plates.
Let's just say... We got some movers and some groovers.
Shakers.
Movers and shakers going on up in there. I don't know who's pushing who. It doesn't matter who pushed first. What matters is we're a bit crowded, and we need to everyone needs to actually pause before anything else gets shifted.
So every tooth in your head is doing the move I'm gay and pushing each other.
yeah, you're not wrong. Things are moving.
Well, do you think it was the removal of the dead tooth and now everything else has room to spread out?
No, honestly, what I think it is I hold on, my air conditioning turned on and I need to turn it off because I feel like it's so loud. One second. We're pausing.
Can I just tell you that?
No, we're pausing.
Every time your AC starts, nobody can hear it but you.
Are you for real? Because it is like a raccoon.
Nope.
Like
pick it up, go back to wherever you were, because I don't know. But for future reference.
Well, we can keep it in then. It sounds like a raccoon in my shutters with a plastic cup with lead, with coins shaking around and maybe some nuts and bolts. That's what it sounds like to me.
Clap if you can hear Tyler's AC.
Clap if you care.
I mean, is it because you have PTSD from when your fire alarm chirped through an entire episode?
That doesn't ring a bell. That does not ring a bell. And you know what?
So wait. So do you think it's like they removed the dead tooth and now the other side of your mouth is heavy, so they're all slide into that side?
No. Everything is moving inward, I think.
Mm.
So that wouldn't make sense because if there's more room on the outside, then things would shift outward. But no. I'm finding that my middle teeth in the front, in the bottom row, are crowding. But they've always been crowding my entire life. But I think it's because my tongue pushes against my teeth at all times of the day and night.
And
it's like, relax.
Tongue. Why is your tongue working so hard? You got a strong tongue.
I got a strong tongue.
Isn't it supposed to be the strongest muscle in your body?
In mine or in one's?
Everyone's. Everyone who has a tongue.
I don't know. if that, I don't know if there's any truth to that whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what other hot, cold, and medium season topics do you have? Because I too have a few.
Okay. Do you care about Barbie, quote unquote, getting snubbed?
Oh, my notes here said, did you want to talk about the award show snubs? And then the dash under it said, no noms for Psychobabble at the Queerties this year.
Oh, goodness gracious. My gosh. Yes. Okay. Snubbed again.
Do you want to know the truth?
Yes. Tell me the truth.
I fell asleep during Barbie.
Oh, you hate women. First, you hate anybody that celebrates the Lunar New Year. Now you hate women.
I was actually encouraging celebration of the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, you're right.
I said yes and to the red envelopes.
You know what? I don't think it means anything if you liked it or if you didn't like it, if you fell asleep or if you stayed awake. I'm happy that it reached the people that it needed to reach. A lot of people had complaints that it was feminism 101 and it was very basic, but bitch, some people need basic 101. Not everyone is at AP level. With that said, do I think that... I'm just Ken getting the celebration of it all is like a little bit of an eye roll. Sure. Yeah. It's a little on the nose because is that not the topic at hand?
Not when they're nominated in different categories.
Yes,
I fear.
Yes. I'm talking about, I'm just Ken. I'm talking about, I'm just Ken versus like, when did
it? Oh, you're talking about the song? I didn't even know the song got nominated.
Yeah. Oh no, it won. It won the whatever the hell. The Golden Globe? I don't know. Oh. Anyway. So, wow. The Oscar noms, though, they're upset that...
I saw a lot of tweets that were like, Ryan Gosling getting nominated and Margot Robbie not is literally the definition of the movie. And I'm like, no, if it was the same category, if it was just like a general acting... category, then I could maybe agree with that, but they weren't even nominated against each other.
Correct. And also I feel like with so many films submitting for nominees, I don't think you can call one of the most nominated movies of the year anywhere close to getting snubbed. Especially when your complaint is that the director got snubbed for best director. Well, the director is also nominated for a different category. And then the actress got snubbed for the actress category. Well, she's also nominated because she was a producer. So, like, how are you about to say somebody got snubbed at the Oscars when they actually got nominations? I mean, yeah, for whatever category you think. But, like, go see some other movies. There's other people that need to be celebrated, too.
I just think the commentary has gone off the rails because it's like it used to be people who watch and consume all of the films and like have a general film opinion are the ones offering up snubs. Now everybody's just like, they were snubbed. And it's like the only movie they saw this year was Barbie.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I just think we're on snub overload. And Hillary Clinton posted, this Barbie's mad too. And I was just like, oh
my God. Her being like, ladies, I know what it's like to win the box office, but not take home the gold. I wanted to be like, oh my God. You know what? I thought that was, don't get me started actually, because that was so white feminism of mourning these celebrated this year Oscar nominated creators who they didn't get nominated for the category that you wanted them to get nominated in, meanwhile have nothing to say about like historic first nominations for the first time a Native American actress has been nominated for that category, like nothing to say about that, or like all the other women who are being celebrated or nominated, nothing to say about them or congratulating them. Just commiserating about snub, I guess. I don't know. I was put off by it.
I'm glad so many people found joy in Barbie this year. I'm glad it was such a box office hit. I don't think the acting was phenomenal by anybody in it.
Go off.
I was like, oh, there's Ryan Gosling being himself with blonde hair. Cool.
So you're saying, sorry. So you're saying none of them deserved a seven figure bonus?
I fell asleep right at the end.
Hey, what do you know about a seven figure bonus?
Oh God, I could use one. Hello, red envelopes.
Well, you know who did get a seven figure bonus?
Oh God, is this what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Tell me.
Somebody
is
received.
Is this the game I'm gonna play?
No. Somebody received a seven figure bonus.
It was probably one of those airline CEOs.
On accident. Tom Hollander received a bonus that was meant to go to Tom Holland. They're both actors. The bonus was supposed to come from, I don't know what, Marvel, like, you know, for whatever Tom Holland is in. But Tom Hollander, a different actor, received the bonus in the mail and opened it up, and it was somebody else's seven-figure bonus check. And he had to be like, oh, you accidentally sent me somebody else's millions of dollar check. That's all.
Was it addressed to him?
No, it was, well, I don't know. It was to Tom, they sent it to the wrong Tom Holland. They sent it to Tom Hollander.
Who's not doing direct deposit in 2024?
Speak on that.
I know it's been years since I worked at the bank, but honestly, who?
Well, I actually don't know who Tom Hollander is.
Yeah, same. I figured you didn't.
Nope. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, speaking of getting names wrong, do you think Chuck E. Cheese ever gets mad that people call him Chucky?
Perhaps.
Because you know his first name, Chuck, middle initial E.
What does the E stand for?
Oh my God, let's find out live on air.
I think we have found out live on air before, but maybe E. coli or perhaps Ernest.
No, boring. His legal name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
No, that is ew. You know what? This is your brain on capitalism. This how uninspired and sad. He deserved to get shut down. They deserve what they got for that.
Is that mouse out of business?
No, they just took out all the animatronics.
Oh wait, this says he was a rat.
Hey, speaking of rats.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Where was the right when where was the alt right when Chuck Entertainment Charles Entertainment Cheese switched from a rat to a mouse in 93?
Oop, 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 oop. 5 million years from now, when they dig up that animatronic, we're gonna still know he was a rat. So we're gonna look at the femur and we'll know. Circuit board.
Well, check their skull.
Speaking of furries.
Yes.
This next topic kind of is annoying because this to me. Okay. Tyra Banks.
I don't think it's helping our cause.
What? Furries? Or Tyra?
The LGBTQ plus community.
There are straight furries. There are queer furries. Furries.
I would like.
There's overlap in every direction.
But I feel like when the alt-right media gets a hold of a furry story, they always only call out LGBTQ plus furries.
I don't care. Let the furries dry hump. I don't care. I don't. So
are we supposed to be surprised that Tyra Banks brought a +2 and they were furries to the
what do you know about this? Did she I was under the impression she sat down and like she didn't know these two, or she did.
How are there two furries next to each other at a basketball game with an open seat in between the middle?
I agree. I'm saying they want us to believe. Tyra Banks.
What's the X-Files? I want to believe.
Clip goes viral of ex Victoria's Secret Angel. Okay, let's all slow down. Like, why are you. What? Tyra Banks sitting between two furries. Donald Glover apparently orchestrated the furries at the Nets game and other viral videos. I don't know.
Is he punching up?
I don't know if...
Is he laughing with us?
I'm concerned if he's laughing at the furries. This has nothing to do with us.
I'm talking about us as the furry community.
We're the furries? Corey.
LGBTQ plus.
Yeah, it stands for faggot. Corey, are we gonna... Can we infiltrate furries? Can me and you go to a furry convention in furry costume and do some investigative journalism?
I don't think it's infiltrating if you go in with an open mind. Just saying.
Well, I'll keep it open.
Then. You act like you're up to something nefarious.
Nefarious. I'm not. I'm a good girl who's gone bad.
I'll go to a furry convention with you, but Mamrie and
Grace they have to come. They have to come. We have to go.
All four of us.
Okay, so if anybody here is a is somebody who might have furry gear, because it's expensive.
I know, babe. We already talked about Rent the Furway.
Rent the Furway.
It's Rent the Runway, but for furry costumes.
Is it real, or is this a Hey Sharks?
Hey Sharks did on an episode once.
I believe you. Okay, I'll get the girls on the line. I did just go see Hank Green do stand-up with Grace and Mamrie, and we were laughing. Oh, my God. And before we started, because they were filming it, before they started like the show, before they brought out the opener, they were like, because we're filming it, let's just get some like isolated laughter just in case like we need like well, that's like anything that you go to that's filmed, like they want like
oh my God,
isolated claps. Did you add? isolated sounds. And
can you add that to your IMDb?
Well,
laugh track.
When I say they were giving us like different prompts, and then we would give the kind of laugh like you really agree, or like there's some truth to that joke. I loved it. And at the end of it, I felt like I turned to Mamrie. I said, I really needed that. Like that was all I, you know, the experience of laughing in community. That was all I really needed. I didn't have to stay for the show.
Should we open a laugh house?
Laugh house.
And you just walk around and you have a group of people laugh to the different prompts, and it's like 30 minutes, and then they leave.
Mm. And we could have like, imagine, you know, happy hour. We could have chuckle hour.
Hey, Sharks.
Ooh, laugh house, the laugh factory. It already exists, but the laugh factory.
Hmm. The laugh room.
The laugh attic. The laugh dungeon. Ooh, the laugh lair.
It could be very
welcome
themed
to the laugh lair. Laugh lair. Laugh lair.
And it's got different themed rooms, like an escape room.
Will we be furries? Laughing?
Only time will tell.
Only time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I have a little game for you.
Okay.
Actually, okay. All right. did you see that Max Martin, you know who that is?
Yes.
Earned his 24th number one this year?
With Yes And.
With Yes And by who?
Ariana
Grande. True.
You want me to name the other 23?
My question was going to be, how many number ones from Max Martin can you name?
Okay.
I am keeping track. And,
oh my God.
And the timer.
I'm only going to be able to name like six.
Starts now.
Do I get penalized if I guess wrong?
No.
Toxic by Britney.
Nope.
Till the World Ends.
You know,
Ends
Toxic
by
never
Britney.
Went number one, so let's start there.
Till the World Ends by Britney.
Kesha,
we are. Kesha, we are.
Till the World Ends never
we
went number one, or he didn't do
yes, it. Did.
Or he didn't do it.
Kesha, we are who we are. Kesha, TikTok.
I'm not sure if you've gotten any. I thought this was really gonna
Katy Perry, Katy Perry, California
yeah,
Girls.
Yeah, start with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, Firework.
Mm.
Ariana Grande, Yes And.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I've got them all.
You got two. How is that possible, Corey? I thought so much more of you.
You think I love women,
talk
not
about,
men.
Talk about,
I don't give a... You think I know what Max
I need
Martin
you to,
has done?
I need you to shut up and just give me Katy Perry number ones. Go.
California Girls.
You already got that one.
I Kissed a Girl.
That's not...
Teenage
oh,
Dream.
Oh, I Kissed a Girl, yes.
Firework.
Teenage Dream, yes. Firework, no.
Last Friday Night.
Yes.
Part of Me.
Yes.
I think that was her last number one.
That's not true. She had two more after that.
After Part of Me?
His first...
Oh, Dark Horse.
Yes.
That was her biggest number.
No, Dark... Yes, yeah.
And what's she... Oh, E.T.?
Yep.
Okay, well, now I've named all of her a number.
Okay,
one.
so would you like hints for
you
other
go by
ones?
Artists. You go by artists.
Okay, I'll give you some artists. Taylor Swift.
We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Yep.
How many more?
Three more Taylor Swifts.
Three I Knew You Were Trouble. No. That didn't go number one. You Need to Calm Down.
Nope.
Me.
No.
Did he do Cruel Summer?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We got some Pink songs, some Kelly Clarkson songs.
Blow Me One Last Kiss.
No.
Since You've Been Gone.
I'll look for it, but I don't think so. Justin Timberlake what songs.
Kill you, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I'll look for it, but I don't think so.
Señorita.
No.
Cry Me a River.
No.
Everyone was streaming.
Yes, we'll get to it.
Dirty Pop.
No. Justin Timberlake song. Weekend song.
Señorita.
Stop saying Señorita.
Blinding Lights.
Some Britney Spears songs. Blinding Lights, yes.
And it's Britney Spears songs, and it's not Till the World Ends.
What's her first one?
Baby One More Time.
Yes.
Sometimes?
No.
Slave?
No.
Any more other artists? Kesha didn't have any?
No Kesha. I don't see any Kesha. Maroon 5 has a song here.
Moves Like Jagger.
No.
This game can't be fun for those listening.
Okay. In order, his 24 number ones.
Oh,
can I just give
here,
it to you? Baby One More Time.
As fast as you
Baby
can.
One More Time, Britney Spears. It's Gonna Be Me, NSYNC. I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry. So What, Pink. My Life Would Suck Without You, Kelly Clarkson. Three, Britney Spears. California Girls, Katy Perry. Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. Raise Your Glass, Pink. Hold It Against Me, Britney Spears. E.T., Katy Perry. Last Friday Night, Katy Perry. Part of Me, Katy Perry. One More Night, Maroon 5. We Are Never Getting Back Together, Taylor Swift. Roar, Katy Perry. Dark Horse, Katy Perry. Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Bad Blood, Taylor Swift. Can't Feel My Face, The Weeknd. Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake. Blinding Lights, The Weeknd. Save Your Tears, The Weeknd, and Ari. My Universe, Coldplay, and BTS. And then Yes And. 24 number one singles.
Well,
that is insane.
You should have said my favorite Justin Timberlake song, the one we learned to dance to at Camp 17.
No recollection.
Also.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You started with you only got two, but with hints you got 11.
Babe, I support women, not men.
Well, did you support women this weekend?
Hey, I'm going to support new women on February 8th when Maggie Rogers' new single drops.
Okay.
And what do you think about your hair looking so similar to hers right now?
I realized my hair looks like, my hair right now is looking like Drew Barrymore in Never Been Kissed. It's looking like Cat Williams. Do you know Cat Williams?
No.
Google Cat Williams. Google Cat Williams. I'll send you a picture right now.
Is your life just going to be recorded in phases of being compared to women, celebrities, lookalikes?
Cat Williams, hold. Look at the text I just sent you.
I can't, because you know my computer's not working right now, and I'm recording this on my phone. I can't.
Then Google Cat Williams. It's important.
Hey, we have more important things to talk about.
Did you support women this weekend when Justin Timberlake put out his new single, Selfish, and Britney fans rallied to knock it off number one iTunes to replace it with Britney Spears' old single, Selfish?
Who is looking at iTunes charts? I saw that tweet you reposted.
Britney fans. Britney fans are.
I thought iTunes of all the charts? iTunes exists? Isn't it called Apple Music?
I don't know, and I don't care.
They're like number one on the iTunes charts? I'm like, ugh, get a shiver down my spine.
Listen, some people... That's
iTunes charts. iTunes charts.
Some people care.
I only read Billboard and you know it.
Do you read Billboard? Because it sounds like you didn't know any of his number ones.
Shiver down my spine. Hey, speaking of iTunes, did you hear Megan Thee Stallion said having Spotify is giving 15-year-old...
Oh,
excuse you. Guess I won't be streaming Hiss.
Meow.
Hiss and.
Ooh. Hey, the last thing I have on my list to talk about. Okay, we're going to say it at the count of three. One, two, three. Fart. What was yours?
Me riding in an automatic car.
Oh. Well, could be the same thing. You were alone in a car. Did you fart?
You could. You could really fart in a Waymo and they would never know.
Let her rip. No, they're listening to the decibels.
I posted, well, listen, I put a bag of groceries in the seat next to me and they were very, buckle up, whoever's in that seat. And I had to be like, ma'am.
It's just my child.
It's just an 8-pack.
Was it a scary ride? You were alone in a car, no driver. The car was driving itself. Did you ever feel like you were going to kill a civilian?
No. In fact, I felt safer than I ever have in an Uber or a Lyft. I thought I never want to take one of those ever again.
Well, you're the problem.
The future is here.
You're the problem. The automation.
When my job got replaced at the bank, I found another one.
Oh, you're such a closet Republican. You sick fuck. You've slept during Barbie.
You think you're the shit.
You're not even the fart.
It rolls up. You have to unlock the door. You get in. There's nobody there. There's no one to bother you. The car smells clean. You can roll the windows down if you want. You can turn the music up. In fact, a little screen popped up and was like, you want to listen to some music? You want to pick your own song? I thought, yeah, I will pick my own song. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy for you. You really thrived.
It was such a smooth ride. No jerking and a gherkin and a firkin and no weirdo trying to talk to me. Mm. Not that all of the drivers are weirdos. Sometimes they're very nice. Mm.
All right.
But I just... All right. Future is here. Future is here. Future is here, babe.
Oh, my God. Are you glitching? Shout out to our new AI overlords. We love you. And we, you know what? We pledge allegiance. We know you're listening out there.
Did you want to tell me a story about a fart, was it?
Oh, have you heard of the new Ice Spice song?
No, I saw whisperings online of her having a song called You Ain't the Shit, Fart, or something.
She says, you think you're the shit? You ain't even the fart.
That's the chorus?
That's the opening line. I don't know if she repeats it, but it's definitely the title.
Well, I think it was snubbed at the Grammys.
Kids these days, you know what?
As a real feminist.
Talk about that. Let's talk about that. Okay. Well, where can people find you?
Farting in a Waymo.
Jesus.
Hey, did you want to spend 3 minutes talking about last week's episode of Drag Race?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll say this. At first I was like, who cares if somebody gets shares eras mixed up? But then I thought, if somebody tried to come out in a born this way, gloopy, embryotic fluid, but with a Joanne, with a Joanne pink hat on and some art pop makeup, it wouldn't even reach the end of the runway. I'd say turn around. So I understand where Grandma is coming from. RuPaul had a point. I have to say this as well. RuPaul's country era is giving. I was on board. The best part about the SNL skit was the musical guest. And let's Bruce talk about that.
Actually, maybe that's why they made the rest of the skits so bad, is so that we would all walk away thinking that Ru was the best portion of that.
I'm down. I agree.
Here's my notes.
Go.
Here's my quick notes. Definitely glad Plasma won. I thought it was well-deserved. I thought Q as the brick was hilarious. I think the third top spot should have went to Nymphia or Saphira. I thought they were better. Bottom three, I thought was all out of whack. I don't think Mirage deserved to be there. I think both Morphine and Tsunami were worse.
Yeah, no,
So then obviously I was devastated by the elimination of Mirage, but also she didn't know the words, so it's not like she was robbed. I mean, learn the words. Sad to see somebody that I was enjoying a lot go home early, but I thought the the judging across the board just fell off. Something's afoot. Going to be a long season of Rue trying to convince me somebody's funny when I've yet to laugh at that somebody. Are you that somebody?
Yeah, in general, I agree with a lot of your thoughts. I thought major stars aligned for our person going home. It sucked because it was like, didn't feel like anywhere near the bottom performance wise. And then
not for me.
And the look was not, the look really worked for me. And, I don't know. I feel like, a lot of the critiques about when it's about like, when the runway is something like this, where it's like, give us a iconic person's look. I want to see that drag queen's interpretation of the look. Absolutely. I don't want to see, you got a perfect replica of this experience. Like, yeah, I guess, cool, you had the money and the resources and the connections to get a perfect replica. That could be cool, I guess. But, like, the competition is, show us your interpretation of this runway's theme. And I don't know, when it's so literal, it becomes a little like, oh, you just want to look at Cher outfits. You don't care about a queen's perspective on the Cher outfit, is what it comes across to me.
Yeah, I don't think I've really loved any of the thousand nights of a thousand runways, because it always gets muddled and it feels like it goes back and forth. They either like applaud someone for having an identical look, but then in the same breath complain that somebody stepped too far away from the muse. So it's always like, anyway, I'm having fun.
me too.
I'm glad it's back. I'm enjoying watching it. I've had a couple friends coming over on Fridays and we order food and watch, and that's where I want to be on a Friday night.
I am also loving the pit stop this season. I think LOL funny every episode so far. I've enjoyed it.
I've only watched the first two, so maybe I'll throw those on in the background.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you should. Okay. Yeah, that's everything on my list. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm farting in a Waymo.
Oh, okay. All right.
E-E-too?
You can find me on Twitch, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And this Friday, I think we're starting a new series of like Friday night, late night, Fortnite rave. So if you are looking for somewhere to party this Friday night, come on, hang.
Come pop that puss.
Come pop your puss. Yes. yes.
Okay, bye.